Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation for years running. Happy New Year, Anthony.
Found out last night that opium is a good substitute for alcohol on New Year's Eve.
Okay, we're going to leave that right where it is.
Saw a program on it.
Yeah,
on
did
opium
you?
Opium den, so yes.
On opium den?
Yes.
It's a good substitute for alcohol?
Yes.
Isn't it much more expensive, though?
It depends. Uh-huh. It's cheaper than gas. Happy New Year, everybody. Listen, we're running out of the Fourth Amendment consent tags, Fourth Amendment protected consent tags.
If you want me,
we have a few hundred left at the range, and Knappen has a few in his law firm in Eatontown, and that's it. They're gone. And I don't know what the giveaway is going to be next year at the end of year.
Yeah, but when these are gone, they're gone, so don't come in in 2 months and ask for them.
If you want some, let us know and come and pick them up. The other thing is the Patriots Pork Roll Canteen has been kicking butt, by the way. We've been packed every day. People are coming back in just to eat, not to shoot, because the food has been so good. We've sold one Benedict Arnold since we've been
open.
The
really?
Veggie burger.
Wow.
Yep, only one. Interesting. A lot of pork roll out the door. A lot of burgers. A lot of hot dogs. A lot of Boylan's soda. So
yeah,
if you
that's
want
good soda, too.
Come down and check it out. So listen to this. A couple of things. Jeb Bush yesterday resigned from the last board that he was a member of.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's getting ready to run for
what was
El
that, the school board?
Yeah. And he's probably going to be going head-to-head against Christie.
Oh, and God help us, really.
Yes. And, of course, the Star Ledger, first thing they do is they publish a thing comparing the two of them on where they stand on guns and education.
The two most important things to New Jerseyans.
Yes.
Guns and education.
Yeah.
And education about guns.
You know, Bush, as a Florida governor, he approved an enhanced concealed carry law and backed a measure that would allow out-of-state visitors who had concealed carry concealed weapon permits to carry their guns in Florida. Okay? So that's pretty good. And
he still sucks as any kind of a choice.
I agree.
We do not need another Bush.
I agree. Now, Christie, I believe, as pro-gun as Christie has been to us in New Jersey, I believe that it's going to hurt him in a presidential campaign.
You think he's pro-gun?
Well, he was pro-gun for us.
Yes.
He vetoed 82 out of 85
compared
bills.
Compared to, you know, Corzine, yeah, he was pro-gun. But this guy is a...
But you're looking at it from an out-of-state perspective. I'm looking at it from an in-state perspective. So for us in New Jersey, we were very happy with Christie. I don't think people in Idaho... I don't think people in New Hampshire are going to buy Christie's gun stance,
really?
To be quite honest with you.
Why? Because it's too liberal?
It's way too liberal.
Yeah, okay.
He could have done more for us. He could
correct.
Have put his foot down.
Right.
But obviously, being in New Jersey, he couldn't. And I believe that the gun community and the Second Amendment community does not view him as trustworthy.
As they shouldn't.
Correct. And I do not think he's going to get the gun vote. He could have done a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
In all of his years as governor, the past 5 years, he could have done a lot more to garner the pro-2A and the Second Amendment vote. So, you know, again, like Scott Bach says once, just a letter to the state police from the AG and all the local police departments saying you have to abide by the rules.
That's all you need. Yeah, right.
You know,
but
that would have helped us out a lot.
He didn't even do that.
Correct. So what's going to happen is that I believe that Jeb Bush and Chris Christie, neither one of them are going to make it to be president.
No.
To be honest with
God.
You.
Oh, if they do, and I'm like moving to Australia.
A lot of things happening out in the world, obviously. Another plane went down, which is horrible.
Disappeared.
Yep. And a little later in our learning segment, we're going to talk about concealed carry options. When you have a carry permit, which in New Jersey is like a unicorn, but if you travel out
Technicolor
of
unicorn.
Technicolor unicorn. But if you travel out of state with a non-resident CCW, or for our many listeners from out of state, I mean, it's amazing how many. When the Gunfire Radio website was down, Jose sucks. when the Gunfire Radio site was down for a day, Jose sucks. I can't believe how many emails I got from people that have never reached out to us before.
Yeah.
from Seattle, from Texas, from Washington State, from Washington, D.C., that said they listened to the show, and the website was down. You know, these people are just the lurkers out in, out there that I never heard from.
Right.
You know, we get a lot of emails from the same people, and then I get a lot of emails from individuals, unique emails.
Right.
And it was interesting to get so many emails. Like,
bitch mails, you know, that they can't get the show.
Yeah, sure. So if you, anybody out there listening that's got a radio show or something, just knock your site down for a day, and you'll find out how many people are really out there listening.
Yeah. Yeah. And we see the statistics every single week, and
correct.
It's just amazing where the listenership is. You would expect, especially when we started this 4 years ago, you would expect that the it's a Jersey-centric show, or it started out to be a Jersey-centric show, and all of a sudden, people from everywhere in the world are listening to this show.
A lot of people listen, the same why we're discussing Christy here is because there are listeners out there that is in Idaho and New Hampshire right now that are going to be voting in primaries.
Correct.
And they want to know. And Iowa. You know, Iowa, same thing.
Idaho, Iowa.
Same thing.
An high state.
Even, well, but in general, I'm not even talking about the early voting primaries. Every state. You know, there's people out there that don't really know, and they're only going to learn Christy's spin on stuff.
Yes, exactly.
But now from listening to us for 4 years, and Christy's been governor for the whole 4 years we've been on air, they know intimately what Christy is like when it comes to guns.
Well, what's interesting is my wife's family is from Texas, and they think Christy, because of his because he's so bombast in his behavior and brash and whatever, would make a wonderful president. I said, are you... You really don't know the Governor Christie that we know. He's really just a – he's done absolutely nothing for small businesses but crushed them with more regulation upon regulation upon regulation. You drive by Texas. My in-laws, they're selling their houses in contract.
Mm.
Here, houses sit for 2 years, three years on the market and then just finally die.
We have to pay an exit tax in
Jersey. Yes, yes. All right, exactly.
Okay.
An exit
to
tax.
Leave, you, we have to leave. Pay a tax to
it's
leave.
It's like a death tax. If you sell your property here and you want to move out of state, you have to pay an exit tax. Thank you, Corzine. But that's what the electorate in New Jersey is all about.
It's not a pretty picture.
No.
So, again, we have this huge base listening to us. And, you know, it would be in Christie's best interest to come on our show.
It would be, but you're not going to get a politician on.
Never, never, no. not at his level with presidential aspirations.
It's just not going to happen. Yeah, he's going to hide from anything that's real.
We have a better shot of having Jeb Bush on the show.
We do,
you know.
But I would rather have a Rock.
I'm not a big fan of Jeb Bush.
I would interview a Rock.
You know, married to a Cuban and being governor of Florida and speaking fluent Spanish and having, you know, racially mixed kids. Jeb Bush is in a very good position, Sandy, more so than you think. I know you're not a big fan of him.
If he wasn't a Bush.
I know, but he's in a good position to win. The Latino vote is very strong in this country.
Yeah, very
okay?
true.
Okay?
Yeah, very
watch,
true.
Watch what could happen
But the
here.
Latino vote, the Cuban vote, especially the Cuban Latino vote, very, very conservative. And he is not conservative
correct.
At all.
He's a liberal biatch.
Liberal biatch. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Check out Ron Seuss's place on montvilleoffice.com. He has a 70-person high-tech meeting room that's for rent for any type of organization. He rents it out to a lot of places. He has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, ability to hold seminars and everything for as little as $58 a month. You can have your own place without a long-term commitment. It's Montville Executive Suites, and the website is Montville Office. Also, he graciously let the Saw Group host their Christmas party there. And while speaking of the Saw Group, on February 15th at 5 p.m., they are having an all-22 kids shooting event. Come join the Second Amendment women at an event for kids. The range is all ours for this event. Only 22 ammunition will be used. Instructors will be available. Parents or guardians must be in attendance, 8 years old and older. When? February 15th at 5 p.m. Where? Gun for Hire's Range in Woodland Park. And the cost is $20 per person. Ammo and everything is included. Their website is sawshootingclub.com. Sawshootingclub.com or sawshootingclub@gmail.com. Go on their website for information, please.
What a great event for kids.
Graciously donated the entire 50-yard range, so there'll be no one shooting center fire ammunition. 8 years old and up, and it will be 22 ammunition, and I donated the range and a bunch of other stuff for that event.
Very nice.
And I would like to extend an invitation to anybody else that would like to come out and join us. Did you see in New Jersey, Ridgewood, New Jersey, we had shots fired at a house of worship.
At a church, yeah. Interesting.
Busted stained glass windows. In Ridgewood, New Jersey, Ridgewood police were investigated and estimated 30 or more shots fired at an old Paramus Reformed church. All right, I know what this is. This is just kids. They got a hold of a gun, and they're just vandalizing
it.
I don't construe this as a hate crime or anything, but my buddy Mike emailed me. And he's like, I really believe things are turning for the worse. Probably a gang spraying bullets while driving south on Route 17. By the way, I took my cane to work today. I was able to get it by security without a hitch. Oh, did I tell you I work in Newark? Mike, well, Mike, you tell you what. We have a defensive cane class coming up soon by the Atenzi Kali family, the Filipinos. And you can bring a cane pretty much anywhere, on a plane and everything.
Mm. Great idea.
But Mike, I don't think it was a gang. I think it was a bunch of kids or kids that got their hands on their father's .22 rifle or something.
Yeah, something.
I saw the small holes through the stained glass. I don't think it was center fire. We have a new doorstop in the studio.
Yeah,
what's
Winston.
That thing you lay across the door for prevent drafts coming through? You know that thing
they sell things? Like a little koozie for the door.
Yeah, we have a draft prevention device.
With ears.
With ears. He's laying across the entire door.
It's like he owns the place.
He does. He thinks he owns everything. Wherever I take him, he thinks he owns it. But yeah, I'm going to post this in a couple minutes on social media.
Yeah,
he's the new doorstop.
He's the new doorstop. He's sound asleep too, which is just amazing. But as soon as you leave the studio, he freaks.
He barks. Well, he wants me because
his dad.
He can't trust you because told me that
I've taken his food.
He told me that you touch him in places that could be covered with a bikini. Okay,
that's great.
Listen to this one.
Get that out now.
Yeah, Anthony Bonacardi sent a letter in. He wrote, Aunt, Hoboken required a friend of mine to go see his doctor to get a physical stress test and mental clearance. Something new, or are they breaking his stones?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For a gun permit, you mean?
Yeah. They're breaking his stones.
To get a stress test?
Yep. To get a stress test and mental health check and everything. What doctor, again, is going to write a letter saying that it's okay?
That you had your stress test is wonderful, and you can now have a Ruger 10/22.
I mean,
what? Seriously.
Now Scott Bach is supposed to be coming on in a week or two to discuss Strikeforce again because he had a couple of obstacles he had to deal with. And let me tell you something. You know,
are they
we talk
clear?
About the
Do we know?
Yeah, the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
Yeah, the obstacles are clear. And let me tell you something. Scott doesn't do anything half-assed.
No, he really
he doesn't just jump in, all right? Yeah. He puts his toe in the water, and he does his planning and plotting. And when Strike Force does launch, it will be launched properly.
Right.
And it will be effective. It's just, for me, it's been taking too long. That's why I'm not the president or the executive director of ANJRPC. I'm the executive vice president. And if you want to know why, just Google the word vice, and then you'll know why I'm the vice president. Okay?
And a title you take very, very responsibly.
Very responsibly, yes. Being the executive vice president. Right. Now, Scott, as the executive director, he lined up the best law firms to back us. He also, you know, we're talking about, he got information on hundreds of towns. They researched it. They compiled it. They sorted it. Yeah. They labeled it. They branded it. And Scott is writing up what the infractions and what the law, what laws are being broke in each of these instances. So when we address these 525 or so municipalities, they're going to be on report pretty much here. And anything they do from that point on will decide whether they're going to end up, you know, in serious trouble with the law for official misconduct or official malfeasance. So this is not a paper tiger, all right? Scott Bach did not do this. So hopefully he'll be on in a few weeks to he's dealing with some personal issues right now. Hopefully he'll be on in a week or two, Anthony Bonacardi. By the way, Anthony and his daughter were in the range the other day. They came to shoot and eat. They waited a half hour for the canteen to open, so which was good. It was good to see him here. I got a tremendous amount of email with Jimmy, with building ARs, and also with the with the button.
Especially the button.
Yeah, and Jimmy's going to come on next week.
A lot of stuff on the glass,
week.
Too.
Great. Jimmy's going to come on next week and readdress a lot of this stuff.
Wonderful.
The other thing is Chad Hunt, who's a strong contributor to the show with news data. And he also built an AR with Jimmy. He wrote, "Hey, Jimmy, I just heard your segment on the radio, and I want to take a minute to let you know how happy I was with your class and with my final AR build. Your calm, patient teaching style really impressed me. I was a little nervous when I signed up for the class, but at every step of the way, you showed me that there are no stupid questions, and you helped demystify the whole process. By the way, we sold over 100 Build-A-Bear gift certificates for the holidays."
That's a great program.
Okay, we sold over 500 gift baskets for the holidays. He also wrote, "When I pull the trigger on my AR, I know exactly what the parts are doing when it fires because I put them there. Another fringe benefit."
Great point.
Correct. "Another fringe benefit is the look on my friends' faces when I tell them that I built it. I recommend your class to anyone interested in shooting as often as I can. Thanks again for being a great instructor and a good guy." And then, of course, he had a ton of questions, okay? And again, Jimmy's going to address those on the next class, and I think that's really, really cool. Ryan Jarman also wrote a big letter about the bullet button and everything, and again, we're going to go over this, the California stuff, but he wrote, "Happy New Year, all the best, Ryan Jarman. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Anthony. F you, Sandy." Sorry, it wasn't me. I didn't write it.
Well, no, most of the emails start out.
I didn't write it. But yeah, Jimmy's very popular with the ARs. He's built literally almost 500. We sold, I think it was 89 or 90 gift certificates for the holidays.
It is such a unique course, though. I mean, and Jimmy is a phenomenal instructor. He's got a lot of patience, and he's very, very funny when he teaches.
Yes. Well, he takes the pressure off.
Yeah, he really does.
And we really need that. Listen, I got another letter here from David Schreiber. I got so many letters. I'm trying to get rid of some starting the new year.
I know we get so many. I know, and people get upset when we can't get to every one of them. But
listen to David Schreiber here. "I recently worked with Jimmy to tighten up my shooting accuracy and speed after trying my hand at a Thursday night steel practice session. Ask him about Mr. Shaky McShaky. Jimmy is freaking awesome, although a bit of a grump," and he put a smiling face. "If I had a dollar for every time he said, 'Okay, you're pissing me off now,' I could buy up to platinum level at the range. And I was only in his office for like 20 minutes. While I had him, I planned on asking him a bunch of questions, which I quickly forgot since he was constantly being pulled in 100 different directions. So later that day, I created a note on my phone entitled, 'Ask Jimmy.' I probably had a dozen questions listed out, from gun cleaning best practices to AR maintenance kits to tricking out an M4. Anyway, I was just standing there back in his office the next day, enduring a new flurry of, 'Okay, you're pissing me off now.' I looked down at the note title and thought, what a great idea for a segment. Ask Jimmy. You can collect listener questions and maybe do a bi-weekly or monthly segment about products, best practices, et cetera, et cetera." It's on.
It's like he read our mind.
It's on. Ask Jimmy. Anybody have questions for Jimmy, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. put the note, ask Jimmy, and we're going to have Jimmy on maybe once a month or so and ask, answering the questions. Dave also went on to say, by the way, love Ballistics 101 and currently scheduled for Urban Pistol 2. Just an idea. Hopefully I didn't piss you or Jimmy off with the long note. Let me know if I did. Yes, you pissed me off. I started a dollar jar to buy up from Silver membership. All the best and happy new year. May it be more successful than 2014. Gun for Hire family and Silver member David Shriver. David, thank you very much. Okay. Dave, you also sent questions for Evan Knappen. I left them out. Evan Knappen will be in on February 13th, and we will address your questions then. Okay? I don't want to answer legal questions because I'm already in a lot of trouble. That's another story.
Yeah. Well, that's been since you were, what, 4?
Yes.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Freedom. Oh, for the people. Freedom to the people.
Sandy, are you wearing orange to mock me?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. I didn't think about that. No, I'm not.
Hopefully, God willing, when the smoke clears in a few months, I'll be Evan Knappen and Scott Bach and we'll be Don Uhagen, Klein and Weisberg, and Richard Wormley will all be on the show to discuss what I've been going through for the past 6 months. I'm laughing about it now.
Well, you laugh about it now. It hasn't even come to a head yet.
I'll have some good educational stuff for all of you out there.
From an entirely different perspective.
An entirely different perspective. You know, they say orange is the new black.
I
wore an orange sweatshirt the other day preparing, and you know what? I really wasn't I wasn't looking good in it. But I'm doing the best I can with what I have to work
with. I did for Christmas. Did you enjoy the present I got you? That broom handle with the nail at the end of it?
Thank you.
For picking up paper on the side of the
road.
Because
if I get one more cake with a file in it, I just go to sleep at night knowing that I have a huge support group.
Yes. Yeah.
I have a successful business, yes. And I, bar none, I have the best legal team in the state of New Jersey.
Absolutely.
Okay? Yeah. I can't talk absolutely anymore about it. No. Don't even email me asking about it or anything.
Absolutely,
but
yeah,
thank God every day that I have the best legal team maybe in the country when it comes to gun rights.
When it comes to gun rights.
In New Jersey.
Right.
Okay? I have a consigliere. I have a wartime consigliere. I have... People have no idea.
Yeah.
It's anyway the state of New Jersey,
and it's proof positive that you cannot be a lightning rod in the state of New Jersey, or you cannot speak your mind.
No,
you cannot stand up to authority without willing to be a giant lightning rod for all that is evil and bitter.
The good thing is I ain't scared.
Yeah. Well,
okay. I don't care. Bring it on. You know what? It'll make for good radio.
Yeah.
I hate to
moving
say
on.
It. Okay. So this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic.
WALDORFCHIRO.com. Yes, Dr. Eric.
Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey,
yes,
and he is chiropractic extraordinaire, NRA instructor, pro 2A supporter. If you or anyone you know is within 30 miles of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please send them to Dr. Eric. He also wrote a book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. And also, he has a Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic.
Like him on his Facebook page.
Let me tell you something.
Just
send him an email
people.
Thanking him for his support. And send your friends and family there. And if you are a shooter, he can help improve your shooting through chiropractic,
absolutely,
believe it or not. He's done it for Sandy
absolutely
and I.
Yes.
You know, when I went for my prostate exam, I said to my doctor, I said, where should I hang my pants? He says, you can hang them next to mine.
Boom, boom. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
What does that mean?
Mm. You know, very nice.
Anyway, this was probably the first New Year's ever I didn't have any alcohol. I don't drink anyway, but usually I have like a sip of champagne or something. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Interesting. I get another email from Albert Almeida, and a lot of you know Albert Almeida. He's been on the show before, and Albert is fighting for carry in New Jersey, and he's working a lot with the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, et cetera, and Alan Gora. And let me tell you something. He's doing a good job, but let me just tell you what he's got going on here. Hi, Anthony. I hope all is well with you, and you have a great new year. The Carry Committee came up with a survey that we published on several of the Facebook groups. The purpose for the survey is for several reasons. To better understand the attitude and wants of our fellow citizens, to evaluate if this plan can be possible, to share this information with other 2A leaders around New Jersey and the nation, and showing them that their constituents want to see this project or any similar project tackled in New Jersey. Can you mention this survey on your radio show? So far,
no.
We've had a steady... So far, we've had a steady stream of positive results that I will be sharing with everyone at the end of the survey. The information on a survey is attached. They can also visit us online at the link provided, or they can also fax or email the survey. So
maybe we can get that link up on our website if we
forget it. Jose sucks.
Jose.
So listen, their survey site is nj2ar.org. nj2ar.org. Go on to their website. You fill out the survey. You don't even have to put your name or anything. All
yeah,
right?
You don't. There's,
and
there's
he wants
space
me. To, he wants me to take
optional,
the survey too. You know my answers already, Albert.
Right,
so
exactly.
F you. I'm not filling it out. But NJ2AR is an organization. They're not looking to replace any other Second Amendment groups nationally or statewide in New Jersey. Albert is just trying to get some information that he can present to other 2A leaders and say, listen, this is what we should be going for. I've also heard that there's a bubbling with NRA lobby, et cetera, about national reciprocity bill coming up again in 2015.
Really? Wow.
which I think is a viable option. And like Knappen said many times before on the show, even if it doesn't include New Jersey,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Under the Equal Protection Act, we'll get it later on. So we're going to have to support any type of national reciprocity bill that comes up. So this is just a helping step. And Albert's been on the show once or twice more with Ryan and the rest of the guys. And I want to commend them. They've come up here. They've had a meeting. I believe they're going to be on the show the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
The last I discussed with them, they're going to be on the show the 10th.
They've if the run schedule this past, still holds the way it is.
Yes, they've run this past Scott Bach and everybody, and they're just looking for more and more help. They want people to take a survey to find out what is and what isn't important for them when it comes to right to carry in New Jersey and nationally. So, you know, and Albert's been communicating with all of the 2A groups in New Jersey and nationally to try to do something. And, you know, he's hoping with Knappen, and he wants to take his case, you know, to the U.S. Supreme Court, if possible, although the Supremes don't seem to have the stomach to handle a Second Amendment outside your doorstep case
right.
at
exactly
this moment.
Right.
So, which is really, you know, disheartening. But we should support them any way we can. They're good guys. And
they're trying to break the fallacy that's being bandied about that 94% of the applicants who apply for a concealed carry permit in the state of New Jersey actually receive a carry permit.
Correct. They're also thinking about doing a massive concealed carry application.
Push.
Yeah, like, you know, get 10,000. And I'll do it with them. I have a carry permit. I don't have it in my possession right now, but I had a carry permit in the state of New Jersey. Right now, it's being...
You were one of the 1,300.
Yeah. I was one of the 1,300, but I'm on suspension at
double secret probation, yeah.
Yeah, double secret probation is fine. So, I think you should support this. And the group is NJ2AR.org. NJ2AR.org. If you can't write it down or you can't remember it, email talkback@gunforhireradio.com and I'll send it to you. Don't call the range and ask the girls for this, please.
Yeah. The phones are kind of busy.
Yeah,
though.
Albert, Ryan, all of these guys, they're watching everything out there, what's going on nationally with Second Amendment and right to carry. And, you know, we had a bill right before the Newtown tragedy that failed by 2 votes. And we can get something like this.
Very bad.
Speaking of Newtown, did you see, you know, and I don't like to dance in the blood of children because this tragedy, you know, should not even be spoken of in this light. But like 11 of the families of the victims are suing Bushmaster.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, we already had, you know, a Supreme Court ruling that said you can't sue the manufacturer.
Well, that's not going to stop Bloomberg and his group.
But why are you doing this? Why are you dragging this out and open again? It's going to fail. Right. And why just relive all the pain? The fault all lies in the mother and the son, and mostly the mother.
Right.
If you read the
report,
read all 268 pages.
Yep.
It was the mother's fault.
Yes.
Bar none. Okay,
yeah.
Now.
Hands down. It was the mental health system that failed. It was the parental system that failed.
You know, the kid's father said that he wished he'd never been born. You know, the son had never been born, Adam Lanza. Because I'm sure
I can see where.
But the kid's father turned it back. He's your son. You moved away to New Jersey or New York or whatever, and you turn your back and you let the wife do whatever. Like anything else, out of sight is out of mind. But 11 or 12 families are suing Bushmaster, and you know, again, so if I get hit by a drunk driver, I could sue Exxon. I could sue Ford. I could sue Goodyear.
Right.
I could find out the brake manufacturer, the rubber hose manufacturer, the glass windshield.
Sure.
I'll sue them all, right, because they were all complicit in that, right?
Right.
But the driver wasn't.
Right.
It's like in New Jersey when they write the news. Remember a few years ago on the show I talked about two girls were killed in Randolph, remember, by a pickup truck.
Right.
They were run over and killed by a pickup truck. There was no mention.
No mention.
That there was a drunk driver.
Right.
In the headline.
Yeah.
Later on into the article, it said that. No, it was the pickup truck that killed them.
Yeah.
It's not the pickup truck's fault. It's not the axe handle's fault. It's not the gun's fault.
Right. We talk about it all the time, how many children die every single summer and are maimed every single summer jumping into swimming pools. But there's no massive class action
suit. Sue the water manufacturer.
Sue the water manufacturer. Absolutely. The water was too hard.
Who is that, the water manufacturer?
I don't know. We'll be right back.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone.
No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Mira puña carajo de mendejo. Bestia salvaje maricón. This segment is brought to you by PhillyGunTraining.com. PHILLY.
It's funny how you worked right into that commercial.
GUNTRAINING.com. Jose sucks. PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales, who handles the handles our Gun for Hire radio website.
Man, he's getting it this week.
He runs a very boutique-y little training facility. Where, Sandy?
It's on Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia.
Right across from the street from the police department and right around the corner from...
It's funny how Jose can get that close to the police.
Yes, and also, what's the name of the range he's around the corner of?
The gun range. That's a snappy name.
He's literally 20 feet from the gun range and 40 feet from the police department that issues the permits in Spring Garden.
Spring Garden.
I finally got it right. 18 shows, and I got it right.
18 shows.
I always want to say Garden City. Well, anyway,
Garden City's in New York because you're in New York.
Yes. To make a long story short, Jose has this cute little place, really nice, and he's a Gun for Hire alumni. He's a student of Gun for Hire's training, and if you're interested, he'll go through the whole process with you too. If you want to get your carry permit or your permits or anything,
do you remember going down when I first met Jose down at the range? I can't remember the name of that range.
Oh, Delaware Sportsman.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we went down for his BIT, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's forever ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So, he became an instructor through me, had taken all the classes and our instructor. So, is Winston crying?
No, he's sound asleep.
So anyway, check out Jose at PhillyGunTraining.com. If you're in the Philadelphia area, mention Gun for Hire and Sandy. Don't mention Anthony. Okay, because he's on my shit.
And if you guys down in Philadelphia, if you need a last-minute lipstick bodyguard, he's also been licensed to carry lipstick bodyguards.
Yes. Remember, ask Jimmy emails if you have them. All right, I'm going to go into this. I know we have a few segments left, but this is too important. I can't wait until the end. I'm getting a ton of mail, and the press, including the Jersey press, is eating this one alive. A two-year-old accidentally killed his mother in Walmart in Idaho. And what happened was, and the Star Ledger, of course, printed this all over the place because
that's the other
Idaho
I
news.
State.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Another I state. And what happened was the mother was shopping with a bunch of kids, and she had a purse with a zippered compartment in it. She had just bought the purse a few weeks ago, by the way. This is what her father-in-law said. And the two-year-old unzipped the pocket that the gun was in and pointed it at the mother and squeezed the trigger and killed his mother, 2 years old. And this is a tragedy in a Walmart. Nobody else was hurt, but the mother was killed. And after the two-year-old fired the one shot, the gun flew out of his hand, and that's why there was no other repetitious shots, because the two-year-old can't handle recoil. I'm assuming center fire. I didn't get any info. I tried to check 2 minutes before the
show. Small
caliber, yeah. It might have been .32 or something, but it probably wasn't a .22. It might have been .32 or .380.
Yeah.
But still, two-year-old holding that recoil. And people have listened to my show many times before. I'm not a big fan of off-body carry.
Absolutely.
I'm not a big fan of purses because when you draw from a purse, you have to cross people.
Right.
Now, pretend if you're right-handed, pretend you're holding a purse under your left armpit. Pretend you're reaching into that front-facing pouch to pull your gun out. And when you pull it out, you're sweeping
everything.
You know, 120, 140 degrees with that gun.
Right.
As opposed to strong side hip where you're not sweeping anything.
And when you go to return it back to its holster, you're pointing it right at your chest.
Unless you've taken the NRA personal protection outside the home class and you learn how to turn your entire body and bring the purse to the gun.
Right.
All right. The other problem is purses get separated from you.
Yes.
Here's your perfect example. She left her purse in her carriage. Now, if a shoplifter stole her purse, they got her gun too.
Right.
Which hurts our cause. But meanwhile, while she's shopping, preoccupied with the other kids, the two-year-old unzips because the kids watch.
Absolutely.
They see what mom's doing. They learn how to use remote controls intuitively through osmosis, all right? It just happens. You think they're not watching, but they're watching. That two-year-old saw that mother checking that gun and putting that gun in that zippered pouch in that purse numerous times or one time.
Right.
And when mom wasn't looking, and all kids know how to touch a gun and play with a gun because of TV and movies and everything else.
And curiosity.
Just, curiosity, exactly. So what happened was she let her guard down. And she paid the ultimate price for it. They had to shut the Walmart down. People, you know, the shoppers were traumatized and everything. You know, the mother's laying on the floor dead after a gunshot being fired. So let's talk about it for a female. You're going to go shopping with all of your kids. I'm going to revisit an old school product again for the millionth time. And I get my, I have their sharp critics for it. But what is wrong with a fanny pack?
Right.
All right.
At least it's on your person.
What is wrong with a fanny pack? Why couldn't that mother be wearing a fanny pack?
Right.
I drove through Times Square New Year's Eve day, and I saw people, tourists, with fanny packs on. What's wrong with wearing a fanny pack in front of you or slightly to the right? And if you buy one that was designed for carrying guns,
yes, and they make
rip
them.
Open, they Velcro open, they zipper open from the front. It's on your person all the time. That mother could have been shopping. She could have still had her purse.
Sure.
She could have had her purse. She could have left her purse in a carriage. But you know what? Her wallet, credit cards, money, and her firearm and her ammo and a flashlight could have been in that fanny pack.
Right.
I know they're not the most fashion or hip things. But, hell, even Louis Vuitton and Hermes and Prada make fanny packs.
Right.
Because trendy people wear them in Europe all the time.
All the time.
Obviously, strong side hip is the way to go, but it's not for everyone.
Right.
Everybody's body is shaped differently. You know, you get a woman who's a little overweight and she tries to carry a 380 and the hip angle and the angle of her upper torso, the gun sticks out. Maybe if you're in Florida in the summer.
Right.
Again, you're in Florida. I talk about this all the time. You're in Florida all the summer. You can wear a fanny pack. When you go to the restroom, you can unclip the fanny pack, clip it back together, put it over your neck like a necklace over your head.
Not hanging on the door.
Sit down. Correct. Not hanging on the door. Not on the floor, and you can sit down on the commode, you can stand, you can put it over you, sling it over you like you're carrying a messenger bag.
Right.
All right. But then when you step out, you clip it back around you, and you're good to go.
You don't leave anything in the toilet tank. You don't leave anything hanging up on the wall.
I have two of them, Sandy. I have a nylon one, and I have a leather one. One is a Gould and Gouldrich, and the other one is a DeSantis, and I used them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've gone to PA and everything. Again, we talk about, for our listeners out there, if you have a carry permit and you want to carry in another state, you want to carry in Delaware when you go down to Cabela's, you have a Utah or Florida, and you want to go to Delaware. Well, when you drive over the border, where are you going to put that cocked and locked 1911 strong side hip holster? How are you going to holster up in your car?
Right, in the
car. You know, we've talked about this all the time, Stan. That's why I carry my 5-shot LCR revolver.
Right.
But holy shit. In New Jersey, that unloaded 5-shot revolver in a fanny pack is a fastened case.
Right.
So I'm transporting that legally, and I have the ammo in a separate little, it's an old camera bag, actually. I have my ammo in speed loaders in a separate bag, okay? The speed loaders are not loaded, by the way. I use speed strips, by the way, Bianchi speed strips.
You don't load the speed strips?
No, because the Knappen says it could be construed as a magazine. Even though it's a revolver, I don't need, I'm in enough trouble right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, I carry the speed strips.
Okay, you keep them loaded.
Yeah.
Most cops wouldn't even know what they are.
No, cops today.
So just Google Bianchi speed strips. They're a rubber strip that holds 6 rounds of ammunition with a little tail on the end to make loading into a revolver easy. Because a speed loader is round and can be very bulky in your pocket.
Mm.
Speed strips are small and much easier to handle and manage.
With that LCR, it's literally 3 movements.
Correct. Know. So if you need to carry that semi-auto 15 round cocked and locked 9 round 10 round whatever it is, the fanny pack is not a bad option.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fanny pack could also be used as a vehicle to get you to the restroom to holster up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The gun could be unloaded in the holster inside the fanny pack, and the ammo in a separate little tote or something, and you could walk into a restroom and you can hang the fanny pack over your neck. take your holster and your gun out. Take your holster out first, leave the gun in, put the holster on the belt, then take the gun, load it, put it onto your person, and walk out with an empty fanny pack.
Wow.
Let's talk about this more when we come back.
Yeah,
I want to talk about off-body carry, et cetera.
I have a question for you, too, about the separate container, whether it can be hooked up to the first container or not. Okay, coming back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
So what Sandy was getting at, we're talking about fanny packs, and so you don't want to carry the fanny pack because you don't think it looks masculine enough or doesn't match your Gucci loafers or whatever the hell you got working on. So I'm going to leave my house, and I'm going to the Christiana Mall, and I'm going to Cabela's in Delaware, and I'm in New Jersey. So I take a fanny pack designed to carry a gun, and I put the gun in a holster, and I put it inside the fanny pack, empty, unloaded magazines. And then attached to the fanny pack, I have a carabiner, or on the belt of the fanny pack, an old camera case, like from an old small 35-millimeter camera case. And in that, I have my magazines and my ammo. And Knappen would say the best way to carry your ammo is in a box, in the ammo box when you're transporting.
The same way you ammo fly. Box.
Yes. Yeah. So get a case that an ammo box can fit in. Slide it into that case. Now you've gotten everything on one portable unit. Hell, you could come out of your car, sling that over your shoulder or over your neck, which would be better than your shoulder, walk into a restroom, hang it over your neck, take your holster out of the fanny pack, put it on your belt, take your gun out, load your magazines and take your gun out and put it all together and put it in the holster, and you'd be good to go. And you can walk back out with that fanny pack around your neck and go put it in the trunk of your car until you're ready to cross the border back over to New Jersey or South Carolina or any state where your carry permit is not valid, okay? But I am not a big fan of off-body carry because your gun gets separated from you. It's access to the gun. A woman with a gun in her purse, if I'm a thief, what's the primary target of that woman?
Exactly.
That's her purse.
That was my thought.
I'm going to take your purse.
And you leave it in a carriage.
Well, all women do that all the time, right? You see it when you go food shopping all the time. Their purse is in the top of the carriage.
And they're on the other side of the aisle.
Correct. I never leave my purse in the top of. Oh, no. Oh, that's right. I don't have a purse anymore. So it's going to get separated from you.
Yeah.
And it's not going to do you any good. And they make all of these high-tech purses with zippered pouches and Velcro pouches and stuff. I just think they're crap. All right. I really do. Now, there's other on-person concealed carry methods. The NRA sells about 20 products that you can carry a gun, from vests to jackets and coats. that have a Velcro openings
on the side,
on the sides, where you can put your hand in and carry your gun. There's right. nothing wrong with them. Let's go back to Colonel Jeff Cooper, or was it Clint Smith on this one? Carrying a gun should not be comfortable.
Right.
It should be comforting.
Yeah.
And you should not be endangering yourself and the public at large by having that gun separate from your person
yes.
at any time.
Yes, exactly.
This woman paid the ultimate price. The media is going to eat up on this. It helps start all of this crap, you know, for more gun control, because that's going to fix it. But there's nothing that's going to fix this. She did not follow any good rules. And, you know, she's in Idaho. Who knows what kind of training she got? She might have just went and applied for a permit. Who knows if her husband helped her or anything. But, and again, you buy a reputable manufacturer holster purse and you feel it's good, but you have to think about mm-hmm. the strengths and weaknesses and the options of that right. holster purse.
Especially if leaving it alone.
And again, I'm not a big fan. So revisit the fanny pack as either a primary method of carry, or revisit the fanny pack as a vehicle to get you to rig up when you carry into a free state. And there's going to be people on the gun forums who are like, oh, what did you write this segment of the show for people that live in a free state? But we tons of people have carry permits.
Tons of
non-resident
people,
carry permits.
Both Utah and Florida.
We just
had
guys
Hampshire?
In the range 2 days ago. They're all going to the Grand Canyon, and they all have their Utah carry permits, and they're using them in Colorado.
Right.
Well, because you can use them in federal parks. You know,
not everybody moves from 3rd Street to 4th Street and lives there.
Correct, right? Correct. So, again, the purse, you know, women, where do they keep the purse when they're driving? On the front seat of the car.
Right. And smash and grab.
Smash the window, grab the purse, or worse yet, you know, you're sitting with the windows open and they just take it.
Sure.
Or you leave your purse in your car for a second. You'll never be able to get it.
Now your wallet, your cell phone, and your gun are missing.
Correct. Women come in the range all the time and they're like, oh, I don't need a mace clasp. My husband bought me mace. It's in my purse.
Yeah.
Can you show it to me? Literally, I've never had
covered
a woman take
crap.
Less than 30 seconds yeah. to find a lipstick right. bodyguard or a mace. If it's not in your hand and ready to be
doesn't
deployed,
exist.
Then you don't have it.
Right.
Okay. It's just going to be something that they're going to list as evidence.
Yeah. And it offers case. A false sense of security, too.
Correct.
You really need to practice with these things. It's the same way taking so many people will take a class and then they'll never continue to practice what they learned in that class. So if you don't drill and redrill and redrill and redrill, you're not going to be ready. It needs to be second nature.
Correct. Correct. So revisit it. And a lot of manufacturers make fanny packs now. My two are kind of old school and I like them the way they're set up. And that's the other thing is do not buy a patched leather or nylon fanny pack from some generic company or from a flea market. They're not designed to carry guns.
Yeah.
You have to buy one from a gun holster manufacturer like DeSantis or any of the Galco. And again,
they're not expensive.
They're $40.
Yeah.
$30 for nylon, $50 for a leather. And if you go some places, they'll have them on display. Not too many places do. You know, you have to order them. And again, if you're righty or lefty, it doesn't matter. Fanny pack will
right.
work. You could have it in front of you. You can have it on the side of you. It really doesn't matter where you have it. It's a great vehicle to hold your ID. It's a great vehicle to hold a spare flashlight,
mm-hmm.
extra magazines, maybe some money. Keep some money in your pocket and some in the fanny pack. And again, is it a little ugly looking? I guess, you know, but I'd rather have it than not have it. That's
right.
been my mantra forever. I was in Florida at a show, and I had my gun in a fanny pack. And I don't care. So I look like a tourist, and nobody will look at me twice.
Right.
But meanwhile, I had shorts on, and I had a
mm-hmm.
short-sleeve shirt, and I
right.
had my gun on me at all times, you know? And I go to my hotel room, and I put it around my neck, and I'm slung over my shoulder, and I walk around the room, and it's never separated from me. And when I go to bed at night, I would take the fanny pack, and I'd have it under my pillow zipped open so I could just reach in and grab my gun.
You know, what's interesting, too, is there are a couple of soft nylon zippered things that I've kind of appropriated for carry. And one of them is a eyeglass case, a large eyeglass case. And I have it in my hand all the time.
You put magazines in that?
See, I'm like you. I'm old school. I've got the, you know, the LCR.
Revolver. Yeah. But there are a lot of cases. There are a lot of companies that make concealment cases that look like, you know, pager cases and camera cases. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with them. Try them, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have it on your belt, and you look a little nerdish or a little touristy, but whatever. But the gun is on you.
Right.
And you prevent a tragedy like this where, you know, a young mom gets killed by the two-year-old. And I don't know how cognitive a two-year-old is to remember this.
No,
you know?
He's not.
No, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Yeah.
You know, let's talk some positive stuff now. While we're talking about needing training and stuff, you know, we are the exclusive people that use Easton Fishing Game in Easton, Pennsylvania, and that's we're going to be hosting Masad Ayoub for the Mag 20 and Mag 40 in May. We're not going to be here for Mag, by the way. We're going to be at the Blade Show while Ayoub's here, and so the live fire portion will be. In Easton, and Evan Knappen will be here Friday the 13th, February 13th, and he's only going to be here three times in 2015. So if you want to come and check it out, you got to check it out.
Exactly, and that is one great course to attend.
But we've just launched a huge new course schedule for 2015. And we have test drives coming in February, and I just wanted to make some announcements on that. We're going to have a concealed carry test drive. This is what started me on this, Sandy, because we will have a selection of 6 to 8 concealed carry guns, 380s, 9s, 38s, 45s, 40, semi-auto and revolvers that you can try before you decide on what you want to carry.
Yeah.
That'll be February 2nd. Then we're going to have a classics series test drive on February 3rd, which are all classic guns.
Very
you're
going nice.
To love it. And then a belt fed test drive. We have belt fed ARs and the Browning 1919 and a couple other belt fed surprises on February 9th. On February 10th, we will have an AR/carbine test drive, which is on February 10th, which happens to be my birthday. The carbine test drive will be 6 different carbines, different calibers and everything, handgun calibers, AR, 7.62, 223, 308, and you'll get to try a variety of carbines. And Jimmy runs these test drives, by the way. And then on February 23rd, a big rig test drive, monster guns.
Wow.
You asked for it, you got it.
Wow, okay? What do you got?
I'm not telling you. and then on February 24th, this is a great one for home defense. We have a shotgun test drive.
Very nice.
On February 24th. So you can try semi-autos, pump action, over-under, side-by-side, 20-gauge, 12-gauge, 28-gauge, 410. They're all there.
Wow.
And you can
Very
try
nice.
Different guns for home defense, basically. And you'll get to try them all without having to buy them. And all of these clinics are $69, by the way. And they're all limited. We only limited so many people an hour, so it's not a mosh pit or anything like that. It's we control it really well.
And those of us who have been shooting for a while have all done it.
Correct.
Early on. I mean, we've all got the guns we could point to and say, yeah, I thought I was really going to like that.
Correct. And then you find out you like it or you don't like it. Yeah. Plus, all of us are here to ask for our expertise and what history we have with these guns and what we like and what we dislike. So we're here for you. And because we don't sell guns...
Right, there's no conflict there.
Correct. I'm not going to try to sell you something that I worked on a higher profit margin because I don't sell guns. We have urban classes on January 10th and 11th in Easton, PA. Urban 1 on January 10th. Urban Pistol 1. Urban Carbine 1 on January 11th in Easton. Come on out. Maybe we'll take some pictures of you with the drone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then we have our full clinic series that is launched by Billy Fearon, John Uzzolino, and our clinics. We have a new self-defense clinic February 2nd, a new force-on-force clinic February 18th, holster draw January 7th. Take that class. You can draw a holster in our range. Shooting on the move January 13th. Want to shoot in and out of a car? Tactical vehicle ops January 21st. Barricade shooting January 27th. One-handed shooting February 4th. We have reloading class February 11th and tactical steel February 7th. Don't forget, Masad Ayoub is here in June or May, June, and Evan Knappen will be here Friday the 13th in February. You better sign up for him before he sells out like the last
Absolutely.
12 did.
Absolutely, got all sold out, and this one you've got a whole lot less option because Knappen is very, very busy. Well, you've done it again. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Hour Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Winston the Dog, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hour Radio, Jose Sucks, we wish you a very happy, healthy, and extremely prosperous new year. Please be safe. We love you guys. Say goodbye, Winston. See you next week. From sea to Bushai.